We learned this week the Arizona Attorney General's Office is investigating a search engine company or companies for potential consumer fraud related to things like location data, and that the office has reached out to a law firm in D.C. for outside counsel.
But the AG's office won't name the search engine company at the center of its investigation. But reporting by the Washington Post is pointing toward Google, which is already at the center of attention in Washington after negative comments from President Trump and a no-show at a congressional hearing. We're joined now by Tony Rahm, who has been reporting on Google for the Post. Good morning, Tony.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So I want to start with the timing of this investigation out of Arizona. What seems to have prompted this?
Yeah, what seems to have prompted it is yet another report that Google may be misusing consumers' personal information, or at least using it in a way that consumers weren't expecting. It really all starts with a story that ran in the Associated Press in August that found consumers who had turned off location tracking on their Android smartphone devices still had data about their whereabouts recorded, time-stamped, and saved on the device because there were other settings that they had to turn off to truly protect their privacy. Now, the AP, in talking to experts and us and we talked to experts, found that, you know, consumers may have felt a little deceived from Google and what it was doing with their personal information. So that set up a situation where the Arizona Attorney General began to engage outside legal advisors to figure out exactly what happened here, because the state can bring cases against companies that deceive users on privacy or other business practices.
Right. So the state does have some jurisdiction here. What exactly would the result of this be if they were successful?
Well, it could be fines, and under Arizona law, they can bring fines of up to $10,000 per violation. When you think about, we could be talking about millions of consumers who are affected. Mm-hmm. That could be a penalty for Google into the tens of millions of dollars, if not more. Now, it's important to point out that this is just it's a ceiling. We don't know for sure that Arizona is going to fine that at the end of the day or bring a penalty that's as severe as that. But mm-hmm. the other takeaway from all this could be more scrutiny from other states as Attorneys General or from the federal government, as they also potentially conclude that Google may have misled consumers.
Right, right. What about Google's response to all of this? What are they saying?
Google has said that it provided consumers ample notice and ample choices to have their location information not used, if they chose to turn off that setting. And in Google's mind, in collecting this data, it's helpful because it's able to serve up information that consumers want tailored to exactly where they are, so that when you're searching for restaurants on Google Search, for instance, that you're seeing restaurants in Washington, D.C., in my case, as opposed to the state of Washington. Mm-hmm. And generally speaking, Google has gone and defended itself when regulators have come knocking to criticize its privacy practices. But the state of Arizona simply seems a little unconvinced. And it's not the first time that the attorney general there has gone after tech companies for their privacy practices. Facebook found itself on the receiving end of some criticism because of a different situation that led to the misuse of 87 million of that site's users' personal data mm-hmm. that led the attorney general to send it a bit of a nasty gram last month.
Yeah, yeah. So Google also has been drawing criticism there in Washington from both sides of the aisle, right? Tell us a little bit about what's been going on with them at the Capitol lately.
Yeah, the tech industry as a whole keeps getting itself in trouble here, and Google is certainly no exception. And the latest struggle seems to be over Google's decision not to participate at a Senate hearing last week. Senate lawmakers had invited Facebook, Google, and Twitter to come testify about their activities to protect their platforms ahead of the 2018 election, seeing as just 2 years ago, Russian agents spread disinformation and propaganda using major social media sites. Facebook and Twitter sent top executives, but Google declined to send its chief executive officer, Larry Page, who runs Alphabet, Google's parent company. It offered a lower-level executive, and lawmakers didn't want to hear from a lower-level mm-hmm. executive, so Google wasn't allowed to participate in the hearing. But Google's got some other struggles here, too. It's not just the hearing. It's not just privacy. It's even received some criticism from President Trump, one of many people who alleged that the company is biased against conservatives. That's something that seems to resonate around here, and the company could be called to testify on that as well in the future.
All right. That is Tony Rahm with The Washington Post. Tony, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.